continue with Mishnah Berurah Yomi, Hilchos Tefillin, Siman Chaf Hei, Sif Hei. You're all familiar, I'm sure, with the halacha that we paskin, the machlokes, or the mitzvah sriches kavana that we paskin, specifically, especially when it comes to mitzvahs doraisa, that mitzvahs sriches kavana, that mitzvahs require kavana. What this means is that when a person fulfills any positive mitzvah, one must do so with the knowledge and intention, kavana, that by doing this mitzvah, he is fulfilling the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Hashem. What we're going to see in this halacha, in Sif Hei, is that regarding the mitzvah of tefillin, one must be mindful of that and more. That, and now we go on. Sif Hei. Yichavein behanachasan. We should have kavana when we put on the tefillin. She'tzivanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu laniach arba parshios elu. That Hashem commanded us to put on tefillin which contain these four parshios, these portions. She'yesh bahem yichud shemo v'yitzias Mitzrayim. These parshios which contain and speak of the oneness and the unity of Hashem and Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Exodus from Mitzrayim. Al Hazroa Kineged Halev, the Al Arosh Kineged Hamoach. That we have Kavana, that we're putting these Arba Parshio, that have these critical themes on our Zroa, on our arm, opposite the heart, and on our head, near the brain, in order, right, kidei, shenizkor, nisim v'niflos, she'asa imanu, in order that what? That we recall and remember the nisim and the wonders that Hashem performed for us. Shehimodim al yichudo, because these go ahead and they demonstrate Hashem's oneness. La shelo akoach v'amemshala be'elyoinim uvetachtoinim lasos b'hem kiritzono. That to Him belong might and dominion over the entire universe, to do with them as He desires. Vayishabed laKodesh Baruch Hu haneshama shehi b'moach v'gam halev shehu ikar hataivos v'hamachshavos. And we subjugate the neshama, our soul that is in our brain and also our heart, the main seat of our desires and thoughts. Right, v'gam halev shehu ikar hataivos v'hamachshavos. Uvazeh yiskor habore v'yame hanosa. So we do this all and we subjugate this to the service of Hashem, so that v'zeh yiskor habore v'yame hanosa, so that the performance of this mitzvah will make us mindful of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and will curtail our desire for worldly pleasures, the aniyah shel yad chila, and a person should put on his shel yad first, the yivarech laaniyach tefillin, and he makes the bracha of laaniyach tefillin, the yachar kach yaniyach shel rosh, and afterwards he puts on the tefillin shel rosh, the lo yivarech ki im bracha achas ishtayim. And according to the Shulchan Aruch, you only make one bracha, lahaniach tefillin, for the shel yad and the shel rosh. Obviously, we go and we say, like the Rama continues, the Rama Hagah, v'yesh omrim livarech al shel rosh al mitzvah tefillin. There are those that say, this is al minag, to make the bracha on the shel rosh of al mitzvah tefillin. So after you make the bracha of lahaniach tefillin on the tefillin shel yad, you make the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin on the tefillin shel rosh. Afilu lo hifsik bentayim. Even if there is no hefsek between the two, these both of these brachos were instituted, one on the shalyad according to the Rama, and one on the shal rosh. V'chein, he says, pashar ha-minag b'bnei Ashkenaz. This is the minag of the b'nei Ashkenaz. Shebevarchin shtei brachos, all us Ashkenazim make two brachos, la-niach on the shalyad, and hal-mitzvahs on the shal rosh. V'tov lomar tamid, and then he goes on, hey, it's good to say afterwards, acha ha-bracha ha-shniyah, after the second bracha, like we say, Baruch Shem Kavod Machuso Le'olam Va'ed, which is what you say after a chash of bracha levatala. The question is, why do we do this? Mr. Brura will discuss this. If it's a chash of bracha levatala, why are we saying it? Right, suffik brachas lahakel. And if we don't need to say it because we paskin that we should say both brachas, so why are we saying Baruch Shem Kavod Machuso Le'olam? So we'll see. Now let's go to the Mishnah Berurahs, who will break down everything that we just saw in the Shulchan Aruch. So we start from Sifkatan Tezvav, which is the last word on the previous Amud. Yechaved Bahanachasam. So here's the famous Bach that we all know from Maseches Sukkah that applies to not only Tfilin, but also to Tzitzis and to Mitzvah Sukkah. As we said, besides the kavana of mitzvah shrichas kavana, there is a special kavana that is necessary when you put on your tefillin. Kasav habach, the bach, this is a famous bach in Simon Ches, he writes a tam lezeh. He writes a tam as to why you should have the kavana when you're putting on these arapashios, this kavana that you're putting on the arapashios that has the yichud Hashem and yitzias mitzrayim, in order to remember all these things. Because the pasuk says a special thing. This should be a sign for you on your yadcha, on your arm, etc. And then he says, the Torah says, leman, in order, there's a leman, like you have by sitzis leman tizkiru, and by sukkah you have Leman yedu darasechem ki basukos oshapti. Here you have leman tiyer teras Hashem b'ficha. So look what he says. Yora, he continues the Mishnah Berurah. According to Bach, ki ikar ha-mitzvah v'kiyuma. The ikar ha-mitzvah and its fulfillment. Tluya b'kavana is tului in the kavana here. Another mitzvah, it's a good thing to have, think about esrig lulav and what it's all about. Chovas alavavos, it's a good thing. But here he's saying the Iker mitzvah and its fulfillment, the mitzvah b'shlei Musa, is to have this kavana, sheyechaveh b'shas kiyum mitzvah, kavana, the time when you're being mekayim the mitzvah. The following kavana that we see, the kavana that we just quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The custom of Pimagadim, however, the Pimagadim writes, the mikom makom b'diyeved, although there are some that understand this Bach, that this is a halacha, even b'diyeved, he says, no, still, b'diyeved, if you did not have this kavana, and you only had rak l'shem mitzvah bilvan, you only have kavana to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashem, you are yatza b'diyeved. But definitely l'chatchila, to fulfill the shleimusa, like on a daraisa level, the mitzvah b'shleimusa, is to have this kavana, right, of wearing these arba parshios that have the yichud shmo and yisias mitzrayim, as we explained in the Shulchan Aruch. Tes zayin, laniach arba parshios, v'yesh noagim. So he says, you put on these arba parshios that have this kavana. And he says, the minag is, v'yesh noagim, machmazer likros ha'arba parshios. One should actually read every morning the arba parshios, these four parshios that are in the tefillin. La'achar anachas tefillin, they have to put on the tefillin. Hainu, what are they? Kadesh, v'haya ki yaviyacha, Shema, the Shema, v'hayim shamoa. Okay? Now he says, the Shema, let's go back again. You say, Kadesh, v'haya ki yaviyacha, and Shema, the Shema, v'hayim shamoa, b'lav hachi korin kol Yisrael b'shas kriyashma. He says, you're saying all four as follows. Kadesh and Vayaki Yaviyacha, you're saying separately. Shema and Hayam Shamoa, regardless of this, you say every day. in davening. So you don't have to go ahead and repeat Shema and Vayim Shamoa here, okay, because you're going to say that in davening anyway. So that's why our minhag is to say Kadesh Kol Bechor and Vahaya Ki Yaviyacha, and with that, we will have all the four parshios. Uvetfilin Rabbeinu Tam, Yomar, and if someone who is Machmir for the Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, we will see coming up, we wear Tefillin of Rashi. There are those that are Machmir to also put on Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. So then he would say all those Arba Parshios. Uminag Yafo, and it is a very nice minhag. It's interesting, it should be noted that the Machzik Bracha and Kuntres Achron, Simon Lamed Dalados Gimel, writes that if you're Noyeg to say these two parshios of Kadesh and Vahaya Ki Avayacha after Anachas Tefillin, and you didn't do it after the Anacha, you should try to say it after Aleinu L'Shabeach, before you take off your Tefillin. We go on, Yud Zayin, Tchila, Tichsiv Ukshartem, Vahadar Vahayu L'Totafos. So here the Mishnah Brura, explaining why we put on the Shalyad Tchila and then the Shalrosh. He says, it's alluded to in the Pasuk as well. It says, Ukshartem, first, and then only afterwards you say, Vayuz to the Fos, Beit Einechem. So Ukshartem Loza comes first, and then Vayuz to the Fos. So you have the Tfilin Shalyad before the Tfilin Shalrosh. Yudches, V'yivarech, and you make the Bracha, Rotza Lomar Kodem Ahiduk, meaning to say you make the bracha before you tighten it on the arm, as we're going to see in the next, coming up in tomorrow's or the next days or the day after halacha, when you're exactly supposed to go ahead and say the bracha. In fact, no, we'll see it tomorrow. In tomorrow's halacha, we will see when you should go ahead and say the bracha. It's after you put it on the arm before you tighten it, as we will see. So that's what Mishnah Brura is referring to here. Kedila Kaman coming up, I'll go see tomorrow. Yud Tes, Tfilin. The Lamed, Halamed B'Dogesh, the Lamed in Tfilin. When you say Tfilin, has the Dogesh, a Dogesh in it, Tfilin. Chaf, Mishnah Brura Chaf, Al Mitzvahs, the Bracha on the Shosh, okay, according to the Ramah, is Al Mitzvahs. Bepatach, he says. Mitzvahs, Bepatach. Tachas Avav, it's a Va. Patach, Tachas Avav, Shuhu, Lashon Yachid, which is the Lashon of Yachid, Al Mitzvahs Tfilin. Velo Yomar Becholom, right, Mitzvos, right, Becholom. Shehu Lashon, which is the Lashon Rabbim. Sharei lo niskina bracha zu, because this bracha, right, according to this understanding, was only established ki im l'tfilin. Shal Rosh, it was specifically for the tfilin shal Rosh bilvat. So therefore you say al mitzvahs, not al mitzvos. Kimosh Yisbayar, like we'll see in Simon Chavav, kein hichriyu, this is the way, rov achronim paskin. Delo, not like the Taz, because the Taz says that it should be mitzvos, but he says we say mitzvahs. Chof Aleph, v'tov lomar. Okay, now he's going to explain why is it good to say Baruch Shein Kivod Machusol Delam Va'ed. So he says, Mishum Chashash Sveik Bracha Livatola. The reason why you are saying Baruch Shein Kivod Machusol is because of a chashash of a Saveg Bracha Levatala. Kamasha Kasav is Simon Reishvav. Like we see in Simon Reishvav, when you have Saveg Bracha Levatala, you say Baruch Shein Kavod Machusol on that. Now he explains. The Losha who Saveg Gamor. This can't be that this is a real full-blown Saveg. Because if it's a full-blown Saveg, Im Kein Ein Yivarech, you should not make the Bracha on me Saveg as a Saveg Bracha Levatala. You would never make a Bracha if you have a Saveg Bracha Levatala. L'chadchila, and then to say Baruch Shem, I'm going to go ahead and make a Savik Bracha to say Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Olam Ve'ed, doesn't make any sense. Be a smoke, and you should be somech al shayoma Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Olam Ve'ed, doesn't make any sense. You're not going to go ahead and enter into a real Suffolk to say the Bracha and then say Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Olam Ve'ed. Ella, he says, Da'anan b'nei Ashkenaz, We, Bnei Ashkenaz, Svir Alonk Halacha, we paskin la Halacha, Kiddas Rabbeinu Tam, like the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, which says you go ahead and you make this bracha, both, right, on Shal Yad you say Laniach, and on the Shal Rosh you say Al Mitzvahs, no matter what. Rak, L'Ravcha D'Milsa, however, as an extra added thing, Lo Tziatzmenu, to remove ourselves, Midei Kol Pikpuk, from any little suffix, No Agin, the Minag is the Ma'a Baruch Shein Kavod Machus Olam V'Ed. Now, one should be aware that this is not a simple, Mr. Brura here, this is not a simple understanding of why we say Baruch Shein Kavod Machus Olam, because normally when we paskin like a certain Shita, we don't say Baruch Shein Kavod Machus Olam because we're concerned with the other Shita. So this is definitely discussed majorly in the Achronim, and there are very fancy svaras given, especially by Rav Soloveitchik, why we say Baruch Shein Kavod Machus Olam V'Ed here. But this is what the Mishnah Berurah says. And he goes on, the Yizayar Ma'od Shalom Lomar, and it's very important, when you're saying Baruch Shem, Shalom Lomar Baruch Shem, Rak Achar Shiyahadei Kashal Rosh, Arosh Shol Keroi. Gotta be careful, as we're gonna see tomorrow, that you say the bracha right before you tighten the Shal Rosh on your head. So you gotta be careful not to say Baruch Shem until after you tighten the Shal Rosh on your head properly, Keroi. Dim Lo Kane, if not so, if you don't do this, and you say Baruch Shem before you tighten it, you have sake bein habracha lanacha. You're going to have a hefsek between the bracha and the hanachas tefillin, because the hanachas tefillin is the tightening, and if you say Baruch Shem before you tighten it, you're messing up, because you have to have the bracha connected up to the tightening of the tefillin onto your head, which is the hanachas tefillin. And therefore, you have bracha zulavatala bivadai. Then you're going to for sure have a bracha levatala. And you're tzarech lasu levarech. And you have to repeat the bracha. Va'olam nichshalam b'zeh. Many people mess up on this. They say the bracha, and as they're tightening it, they say Baruch Shem Kavod. You got to be careful. You got to tighten it first, and then say Baruch Shem Kavod. Okay, we finished today's Mishnah Berurah. And now we're just going to add the following. The Taz, in Sifkan Vav, quotes his brother, known as the Maria Levi, who basically says that the Shal Rosh and the Shal Yad are two independent mitzvahs. In theory, one should recite two brachas, Laniach Tfilin and Al Mitzvahs Tfilin, for each mitzvah. However, rather than recite the two brachas for each, Chazal mandates that one should put on his Shal Yad and Shal Rosh one after the other, so that he could make only two brachas, and each bracha will be applied to each mitzvah. This approach could be traced back to the Rush in Perek Kama, in the first Perek of Psachim Simen Yud, who also writes that Chazal should have enacted two brachos for each of the tefillin, but they did not want to enact the recitation of the same two brachos for two similar mitzvos. Based on this approach, the Maria Levi asserted that the word mitzvos, from the phrase mitzvos, from the phrase al mitzvos tefillin, should be read with a cholom rather than with a pasach, as the Mishnah Berurah had said. The difference between a cholom and a pasach is that the cholom makes the word plural. In other words, we'll be thanking Hashem for sanctifying us with the mitzvahs of tefillin, i.e. the shal yad and the shal rosh. Although the bracha is recited after the shal yad is already in place, nevertheless it still applies to the shal yad. The Mishnah Berurah, as we saw in Sifkat and Chaf, disagrees and writes that the word should be read with a pasach, which is singular, meaning the mitzvah of tefillin. He contends that the bracha was enacted only for the Shal Rosh, therefore the word should be read in a singular. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Yud and Yud Gimel writes in the name of the Zohar that the bracha of Laniach Tefillin is the bracha on the mitzvah, whereas the bracha of Al Mitzvah's Tefillin is a bracha of praise to Hashem that He has given us this mitzvah to perform. Adkan.